Councilmember Springer?
Yeah, I'm here.
And Councilmember DeWitt?
I'm here.
And those present in council chambers, Councilmember Leary? Councilmember Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Franco?
Present.
Mayor Barr?
Present.
And for the record, Councilmember Watson is working this evening out of town.
Thank you, Ms. Strickler. We'll move on to item number four, people to be heard. Mr. Joke, please approach the podium. Say your name and spell your name, sir.
It's Nicholai Joke, NicholaiJoekay.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Okay. Thanks, guys. So Chamay Dance Festival is coming up on the 20th through the 22nd of March, just a month away. And I've got some flyers here and some posters for you all. And so Linda's apologized. She couldn't make it tonight. She had some prior engagements. But she said that she's been coming to this meeting every year since 1992, asking the city for donations. Historically, the city of Bethel has donated back our taxes. And so we're asking for at least that this year. One of the other things that we did this year was we submitted an application for the Community Action Grant, and to be on the lookout for that as well. Okay. And if you have any questions, I'm here. That's the extent of my appeal to you all.
I do have a question, Nicholai.
Yeah.
The donation or the taxes that you received back from the city of Bethel, do you know how much that equates?
It's about $4,000.
About $4,000.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Cece. I'm also with Bethel Council on the Arts, and I was working with John McDonald, and also as being a member of the Finance Committee. I believe as a nonprofit, which Chamay falls under because they're under Bethel Council on the Arts, there's just an application to complete, and then we wouldn't charge sales tax. That's in our code. I think
Cool.
If it's up
That's
to a certain
good to know.
Yeah, and if it's up to a certain point, it does require City Council's approval. Am I correct, Lori? Yeah. So
awesome.
FYI.
Nice. Thanks, guys. I'll just pass these out.
Great.
Just so you have the information. This is our latest information. We have a few updates.
Thanks.
Things change.
Thanks, Nicholai. Is that form online, available online on our City of Bethel website?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you, Nicholai. And we have no other persons that have been signed up to or the people to be heard section, unless Greg wants to be heard. Nope, he doesn't want to. So we're moving on to item number five, approval of consent agenda and regular agenda.
I move to approve the consent and regular agenda.
There's a motion by Ms. Hansen. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Leary. Thank you. As the maker of the motion,
Mr.
Hansen. Mr. Springer.
Yeah, I'd like to amend the agenda to remove the executive session with the city manager about the ONC MOA.
Okay, and what section are you referring to, Mr. Springer?
I think we have two executive sessions on the agenda.
Got it. Thank you.
To talk about. Yeah. And that's a motion.
So you're asking to remove the 13.1 or 13.2?
Let me get my computer to wake up here again. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And is that a postponement or a complete removal from council consideration?
Well, I'm asking to just remove it from the agenda tonight.
Okay, so you're asking to remove item 13.2 from the agenda, or would you just like to postpone the until the next meeting?
No, I prefer to remove it because I'm not sure whether the document that would be talked about tonight, which nobody's seen, is the one that would be talked about in the future.
So noted.
Which I know doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, a little cryptic there, but so noted.
I'm not trying to be, though. Not trying to be.
Yes, sir. So moved by Mr. Springer. Do I need a second for that, Lori?
Yes.
I'm looking for a second to remove 13.2 from the agenda.
Your Honor, is there any discussion allowed on this? This is my executive session.
Yeah, let's see if we can get a second first. Thank you, Mr. Howell.
I'll second for discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. And we have a second, so let's open it up for discussion. Mr. Howell,
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for recognizing me. The underlying document that we would discuss tonight is being modified by ONC. So it would be kind of not useful to discuss something when we don't even know what we're going to have in front of us at some point in the future. I had read this document. I had this document in possession about the program that they were suggesting, and it's come to my attention that it's undergoing significant changes, and so we don't know what their proposal is going to be, so I cannot brief you on my thoughts about it because okay. I don't know what they're going to ask from the city at this point. And so, and this change is just very recent that we've heard that they're modifying their cooperative agreement they were putting together. And so that's why I'm supportive of it being removed from the agenda. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Further discussion?
I will also be supportive of removing it tonight with the expectation that in the future we will see this again. It's still something they're working on. I guess it just sounds like we don't know when it will be ready for us to review. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Further discussion? Hearing none and seeing none, all those in favor of removing 13.2 from the agenda indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Motion carries unanimously. 13.2 is removed. Any further discussion on the consent and regular agenda? We have a motion on the floor.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Springer.
Yeah, I'd like to remove 10.4 from the consent agenda.
Okay. 10.4 is the introduction of Ordinance 20-04, repealing Title 2.36, Civil Defense. There's a motion on the floor to remove that.
I'll second that for discussion as well.
Okay.
Removal from consent doesn't require a motion.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. We can do it on some.
Okay. So it's been removed from the consent agenda. Any further items that the council would like to see removed from the consent agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the agenda as amended indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, everybody. We have an agenda. So the item number 6.1, special meeting or special city council meeting has passed through the consent agenda. The 6.2, 2/11/2020 regular city council meeting that has passed through the consent agenda. And we're at 7.1, committee, commission, board agendas and draft meeting minutes. So let's go around and we'll give reports of the standing committees. Let me start by Ms. Haley Hansen.
All right, so I'm on the planning commission and we met on February 13th. And the main purpose of that meeting was to discuss amendments to the code. And so some different code items that were discussed had to do with some structures in general use and also in residential. It's kind of the nitty-gritty code changes we're looking at with sizes of buildings and towers and that. And we're still doing research on what we might want to be changing the code to. So I think there'll be follow-up to it. This is just to get the conversation started to kind of clarify some of the, I don't want to say misunderstandings in the code, but just getting more specific and kind of cutting out things that are confusing or limiting to what people might want to do in the future. And so the next meeting is actually going to be March 12th at 6:30 p.m. here in Chambers. And yeah, that's about what I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. And let's move on to Ms. Leary.
Okay, so Public Works, we had a really great meeting on Wednesday last week on the 19th. We had Ted Myers came by from the Planning Commission. He was a planned check back in with Public Works to give us an update on his efforts with code enforcement. We had a really productive discussion, and we're planning to see him again in about 3 months, I believe, is what we decided on, just to revisit his efforts on that subject. And then we also had some really thoughtful discussion about amending Bethel Municipal Code regarding plastic bags and polystyrene foam. More to come on that. We weren't ready yet to bring anything to council, but I'm really hoping we'll have something after our next meeting, which is March 18th, 5:30, here at Council Chambers, open to the public. I believe right now we have a full committee, with the exception of a couple of alternate seats that are open still. So if you're interested in anything Public Works, which maybe some people don't realize what all that covers, streets and roads, solid waste, piped water and sewer, hauled water and sewer, water treatment, building maintenance isn't as exciting, but any of those things, if you're passionate about anything, if you have concerns, really welcome you to come to the committee. We have a people to be heard, just like City Council does. Look forward to seeing anybody there. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Ms. Franco?
Thank you. The Finance Committee met last night. Unfortunately, I was unable to attend. I got stuck at work. But this Friday, there will be a joint meeting with the Finance Committee and the Parks and Rec Committee to discuss the recent financial reports regarding the fitness center. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Franco. Ms. DeWitt?
Yes, my committee is Parks, Rec, Aquatic Health, and Safety Center Committee. As CC said, there is a joint meeting planned to go over financial documents that we've had to review related to the YK Fitness Center, which is very exciting. Our committee has not met since the last time council met. However, there are two recommendations that came out of committee that have been passed along, and I'll read the results of those recommendations to you. One is related to follow up on the Architects Alaska report, making sure those recommendations are followed up on to prevent further damage at the Wifely Fitness Center. The other is making sure that the City of Bethel is taking steps to identify who is legally responsible for making corrective action that was a result of any improper construction techniques at the facility from this past winter's freeze. And then secondarily, two other recommendations that came from my committee from the last meeting that we had. Requested that the City of Bethel review contracts related to the building automation system and consider service options that are appropriate for a facility of that size, and that the City explore inexpensive non-proprietary sensors as a redundant monitoring and alert system that would notify appropriate personnel of potential problems and be viewable to the public. That's all I have.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt, for that report. Mr. Springer?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. The Public Safety Commission is meeting the first week of March, and we're still looking for at least one more member so we can have a quorum. So if you're interested in public safety and transportation, then please let Lori know. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. For me, with the Community Action Grant, our application deadline for the CAG grant is February the 29th, so that's 4 days from now. So if you are interested in applying for a grant through the city, please get your applications in before February 29th. And again, the applications are available online. We'll have a board meeting to look over some of the applications on March the 3rd, and then another meeting on March the 11th. Then we'll bring said grant applications that the committee has decided to move forward to the council. We'll have that meeting with the council on March 24th. So again, I'd just like to take a moment to say thank you to all our committee members that are on all these committees, our council and our volunteers that sit on these committees. We do have some more openings on different committees, not only the public safety one and transportation, but we do have some other vacancies in other committees. So thank you for taking the time to spend a valuable moment with your committees. Thank you, council. Moving on to, we are at number 8. So special order of business. We don't have anything on the special order of business on the agenda. And we're on to item number 9, unfinished business. We have no unfinished business. Item number 10, item 10.1, introduction of ordinance 20-01, repealing title 2.45, administrative adjudication that has passed under the consent agenda. 10.2, introduction of ordinance 20.02, amending Bethel Municipal Code 1308.360, sewer services, experiments, and innovations to modify the appeals procedures that has passed under the consent agenda. 10.3, introduction of ordinance 20.03, repealing title 2.32, housing and urban development, that passed under the consent agenda. Item 10.4 was pulled from the consent agenda, introduction of ordinance 20-04, repealing title 2.36, civil defense.
Yeah, so Mr. Mayor, for discussion purposes, I will move the introduction of the ordinance.
Great. We have a motion to move the introduction of the ordinance by Mr. Springer. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Ms. Franco. Discussion?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Question for the city manager. Is this civil offense chapter, is this different from the chapter that gives the city emergency powers? I mean, does this take away the city's ability to declare an emergency and transmit that declaration to the governor? I see that the whereas says that the state of Alaska has said we'll take care of it. You know, there's things on the horizon that could conceivably impact our community and a lot of other communities in the state. And I just want to make sure that we are not losing authority that we may need to be able to take care of ourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Springer. Other than this chapter, I'm unaware of anywhere else in the code that discusses emergency powers. I'm well familiar with our emergency operations plan, which lines out how we do which describes how we do an emergency declaration. But I would have to do some research to determine if this is somewhere else in the code or appropriately covered somewhere else in the code. I think that we still have to inform the state if we have something going on. So it's hard to imagine that this wouldn't also be covered elsewhere. So I can research that and get back to you shortly. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, Thanks, Mr. Manager. And I think there may be a power that we have under Title 29. And, you know, I'm not positive, but I think it might be in there. I just don't like the idea of the state. Was this a letter that the DMVA sent out recently or something? Where did this declaration from the state come from that prompted the repeal of this chapter? And I guess I can look to the mayor or the clerk for that question.
Ms. Strickler.
Thank you. Yes. Some time ago, there were modifications made to Alaska Statute Title 26 that, through the state power, declares the civil defense functions to be coordinated through the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. In that code or title provision, it identifies emergency preparedness and stuff in coordination with communities, state, and federal agencies to cover the aspects identified under this code provision. Sometime in the right around the year 2000, I want to say in my research, give or take a couple of years, this modification took place, and a lot of municipalities then repealed their civil defense and leaned on the Alaska statute regulations, and it's 2620.010C for reference.
Okay. Thanks, Lori. Appreciate that. Okay, so Mr. Mayor, I'll just you know reiterate my concern that again we may have you know things on the horizon. I mean, we heard from the CDC today, this morning, that American life may be turned upside down over the coronavirus, and I just want to make sure that the city and through the emergency operations plan, which I know we have, prepared to again that we as a community are prepared to take care of ourselves if things really slow down. So, other have any objections to the ordinance, Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Further discussion. Hearing none. All those in favor of repealing Title 2.36 Civil Defense from our ordinances indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously, I believe. Ms. DeWitt?
I'm an aye.
Thank you. So, moving on to introduction of Ordinance 20-05, repealing Title 5.60, Pawnbrokers. That passed on the consent agenda. 10.6, introduction of Ordinance 20-06, amending Chapter 4.16 and creating 4.16A of the Bethel Municipal Code, adopting the Uniform Alaska Remote Seller Sales Tax Code. That passed under the consent agenda. 10.7, a resolution. 20.03, establishing a City Council member travel policy. That passed on the consent agenda. 10.8, action memorandum. 20.05, allow action memorandums that authorize the city manager to negotiate and execute lease amendments, and that authorize the city manager to apply for grants to fall on the consent agenda. That passed on the consent agenda. 10.9, action memorandum. I'm sorry.
Consent agenda, we would need a motion to adopt AM.
Oh, I'm sorry. So corrected. Thank you, Ms. Strickler. So I thought I was on a roll. We were going to be done in like 2 minutes. So I would need a motion to adopt action memorandum 20.05.
I move to adopt action memorandum 20-05. Do I have to read the whole thing again? Okay.
Okay.
Action memorandum 20-05. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Leary. Discussion?
So I think it was two meetings ago, might have been the January meeting or December meeting. It came up how we had a couple issues of, there was a lease amendment for this property, and then also we had to pass a memorandum to have the city manager search out and apply for various grants. And I just thought that to kind of expedite the process here, because it's not agreeing to a grant or agreeing to match a grant or any kind of monetary output, I thought it would just be easier if those kind of searches or requests to search for different grants for the city be on the consent agenda in the future, so that we could move through those quickly. And if anyone found, you know, something in a lease amendment or agreement that they wanted to talk about, then they could pull that from the consent agenda and we could discuss it. Same with any grant searching, but I just thought this would be quicker. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of Action Memorandum 20-05 indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Hansen. So we are at Action Memorandum 10.9, Action Memorandum 20-06, Appointment of Committee Commission Member Board Members, Alicia Minor, Board of Ethics, and that passed on the consent agenda. Item number 10.10, Action Memorandum 20-07, Direct Administration to Prepare and Submit a 2020 COPS Hiring Program application to the U.S. Department of Justice in partnership with the Lower Kuskokwim School District to request $125,000 for one school resource officer position. I would entertain a motion to adopt.
Motion to approve Action Memorandum 20-07.
Okay, there's a motion.
Second
by, or first by Ms. Larry, second by Mr. Springer. Further discussion?
Let's see. Can we, through the mayor, can we have Acting City Manager Howell give a description of this?
Mr.
Thank
Howell.
You, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councilwoman Leary. We're very excited about this project. This is a continuation of our partnership with the Lower Kuskokwim School District. We recently applied for and received $500,000 for school safety equipment. We received this notification of grant opportunity from the COPS grant. This would fund and require us to basically keep a certified professional law enforcement officer at the Bethel High School or the location of the school district's choosing for 4 years. During the summer months and holidays, the city of Bethel would be able to use this patrol person to, or this law enforcement officer, to actually serve the community. So we the city are on the hook for about $21,000 a year over this 3-year period. That will be in the FY21 budget proposal. And LKSD is fully on board with it. We've approached them. They're willing to fund the lion's share of this position. And I think it's a really important position just to keep our kids safe and just deter crime and also just deter any kind of violence in our schools. So I would really encourage the council to support this. Our police chief, acting police chief, came in tonight and was also wanting to support this with you, but she had some other stuff to run off and do. But yeah, it's a good program. We've had it in the past, and I think it's something that we need to continue aggressively applying for and keeping in our schools to protect our kids. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Larry.
It's awesome. Sounds great.
Okay. I would definitely concur with Mr. Howell's comments. Working at LKSD, I really do believe that we have fostered a great relationship between LKSD and the City of Bethel, and a lot of the things that we're improving in our community is coming to fruition. So I really appreciate that relationship between us and them. The school resource officer will be a position that will last 4 years. Over at the BRHS is where we'd like to see the SRO. Again, as Mr. Howell indicated, LKSD is going to be paying the lion's share of this whole grant process. So thank you to the City of Ethel and to administration for finding this and moving forward with it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of action memorandum 20-07 indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, everybody. So we're moving on to item number 11, item 11.1, the mayor's report. There's a letter from BLM in the packet. And it has to do with the BLM has developed a proposed plan for cleanup of the Red Devil Mine and abandoned mercury mine on the Middle Kuskokwim River. And that letter is available online and in your council members' packets. They'll be mailing a printed copy of the proposed plan. And if anybody would like to see the proposed plan once it is received here at the city, you can come on by and take a look at it. And that's it for me for the mayor's report. And let's move on over to 11.2, the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A couple things to report here. We have been approached by our employees association to start union negotiations. They had proposed a date initially of I think the 1st and 2nd of March. We've kindly decline that date as it being a little bit soon. It looks like we're going to probably meet in late March. We, the management team, are developing our proposal and our suggestions, and I do plan to have a meeting with you prior to our meeting in March to discuss this. So we have two council meetings in March, and so at one or both of those, we should have some discussion and maybe an executive session about that to see if the council has any innovative ideas for the employee negotiations that are coming up. I do have an invitation to some folks from the National Science Foundation. They're coming out here to do some studies on Bethel's water system. I can't give you much more detail than that. It's kind of an open-ended research project, but I'll brief you further as I get more information. We do have the city generator issue became a matter of discussion at our last council meeting when the lights didn't come on. We do have a new process, a new policy in place that will address that and make sure that our maintenance on those is top-notch and that we are maintaining those in tip-top shape. And that should be something you'll see in future management reports coming out from the Public Works Department. Those statuses will be part of those manager reports. Finishing up some seawall stuff with the Mazinskis, that's coming along nicely. We did have a concern brought to us by Alaska Housing Finance Corporation about the ownership of the cul-de-sacs and Asha Housing. I'm having Dowell in our planning department look at that. It looks like there's a possibility they could belong to the city, and so that if they are, we'll have to discuss our plans for doing maintenance on those. And so that's kind of a new thing for us. We have a good relationship with them. We've had good discussions with them about this. It's not adversarial, and we're working it out. We're going to figure out a solution. We are also working on, and I've spoken to some of you separately about this, coming up with a couple of different solutions to address the Haroldson's access road and possibly down the road further Haroldson subdivision. So I'll be meeting with our engineer next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, to discuss some possibilities there. Um,
Budget is a focus right now, and I do have a deadline set for, it's, I believe, March 4th. Our department budgets are due to me. There's a typo in here of February 19th, which was our former deadline. But March 4th, the department head budgets should be in, so we're working on budget right now. Believe we'll be on time with an April 1st submission date at the latest, as per the BMC. And then I did give out the pool condition report to everybody, including KYUK. I see that the pool committee is working on that, and we're going to be getting work scheduled for that sometime this spring. Not too much else to report. Look forward to your questions, comments, and needs as we wait for our Vervini to arrive and start a transition. So remind everybody to get out there and enjoy the snow. It's really a beautiful and unique year, and this is reminiscent of what it was in Bethel in the 80s and 90s. And I just encourage all of Bethel citizens to get out and enjoy it while you can. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Any further or questions for Mr. Howell?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Springer.
Yeah, thanks. Getting back to civil defense and stuff, Mr. Howell, what's the current status of the City of Bethel's emergency operations plan?
The emergency operations plan is needing an update. We are actually, we've asked for grant funds to hire a contractor to do that as part of our most recent Homeland Security grant submission.
Okay, and my other question is, as I noted, head of the CDC kind of has contradicted the president and contradicted the Secretary of Homeland Security, saying that the coronavirus, they call it COVID-19, does have a potentially a significant impact on the United States. Have you, as the acting city manager or the fire chief, had any discussions with YKHC or with the fire department's medical officer about this, or do we know how prepared we are here in Bethel, how prepared the health community is if we started to see some impacts from that, and, you know, what sort of impacts would not necessarily trickle out into the region? And if you haven't had any of those discussions, I for one would really encourage those conversations to start.
That we've done is that our folks did attend a CDC webinar here 2 days ago, our fire and our EMS personnel. We've also taken an inventory of all of our personal protective equipment for the responders. We have ample supplies at this time. I've directed my acting fire chief to reach out to the state of Alaska to see what kind of emergency supplies they have available, and just to basically, you know, dust off our contacts and get a hold of those folks. And we are planning to have some discussions with the local health corporation and public health nursing. And that was a discussion I had with the acting fire chief today, just to see what, if anything, they needed or what resources they would have available should we have some kind of an outbreak. So we are proactive on it. I can tell you that rounding up an extra 5,000 N95 masks at this point is probably going to be pretty tough for anybody. Some of those supplies are going pretty fast off the shelves. We have a decent quantity of those materials on hand, though, in the possession of the city right now, and I suspect that the state would have a good amount should we have a surge or a need for additional supplies. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Bill, thank you. That's just about exactly the answer I had hoped for. Good work. Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Springer. I think
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I actually don't have anything for the public. So if council has any questions. Okay, thank you.
Any questions for Ms. Strickler? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to the item number 12, the council member comments. I'll go first. We had a pretty good, exciting week, I think, in Juneau with the AML conference. Both Councilman Fred Watson and I went down there and met with, of course, AML, heard a lot of this discussions that were being presented on the sales tax, the online sales tax, some of the Medicaid, Medicare issues that the state is hopefully going to fund so that we can move into getting dental Medicaid and Medicare payments. We met with a number of legislators, of course, our Senator Hoffman and Representative Zulkowski, along with probably about six other representatives and senators over on the Hill. So I thought it went very well. We presented our priorities for the city of Bethel, which included the new floor for the city public works building, some calcium chloride for our streets to help them from not being so dusty. And then we had one other item. So I thought it went very well. It was a, I thought it was a great visit. So that's my report. Any, let's move on to Vice Mayor Henson. Do you have anything to report?
I just have a reminder for everyone out there, parents especially, that spring break will be starting up March 5th, and that'll go through the 13th, and then school will start again on March 16th, that Monday. So just a reminder that we will have school next week, Monday the 2nd, Tuesday the 3rd, Wednesday the 4th, and then spring break starts Thursday the 5th. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Ms. Leary?
Thank you. So I attended a farewell luncheon for Sergeant Kadri Limani last Friday, celebrating 10 years with City of Bethel Police Department. Just wanted to thank him again for his service. 10 years in Bethel's on the police force is pretty, you know, it's a pretty big task. And wanted to wish him well in his new career. It's pretty exciting. And one other thing I just wanted to mention, I know there's been a lot of people upset with certain things with hauled utilities in the recent weeks or months or maybe longer. That I just wanted to mention that I'm planning to put some time and energy into and hopefully with the Public Works Committee to try to evaluate some solutions or some things we can change and do better. I'm happy to see this NSF grant opportunity that might roll into that and help make some changes. I know city administration is bouncing some ideas around and trying to see what we can do within reason with like funding we already have to pour some solutions into the hauled utilities department. So I just want to make sure the public or whoever might still be listening that your complaints are not falling on deaf ears. It's not always like we can go roll out a solution tomorrow. And especially, the hauled utilities, we may need to look at, completely changing some things. The community has grown and maybe we haven't, updated our operations along with as we add on more and more and more services. So more to come on that, but that's something, I think a lot of us, I'm on the hauled system, but I don't tend to have problems somehow, but I do hear when other people do, and no one likes to hear that, and everyone likes to be able to turn on their water and flush their toilet, so it's the little things, right? So more to come on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Council Member Franco.
No comments tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Springer.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I guess the ice road's a little drifted up. I saw an email today, so if you're going out there, be careful out there. Let's hope the wind dies down. I'm in Anchorage, but I heard it might be a little blowy out in my neighborhood. I swear I live on the worst corner in Bethel, but the city guys do a real good job. And I'll definitely say I got nothing but good things to say about the water and sewer guys, because no matter how far I sink into my water driveway when I walk in it, they're able to get in and out. So big thank you to them. It's tough working in this weather with wet stuff. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're thinking about them. And so that's all I got, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. And last but not least, Council Member DeWitt.
I have no comments this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. That brings us to item number 13, executive session. So I would entertain a motion to go into executive session under 13.1.
Mr. Mayor, I move to move into executive session in accordance with Alaska Statute 44.62.310(c)(2) to discuss subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, city manager and city attorney review, and employment agreement development. Those in attendance will be the council members here, as well as over the phone, Mr. Springer and Ms. DeWitt, and the city manager and city clerk.
Thank you. I have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a second by Mr. Springer. So we are now in executive session.
And we do plan on going back on the record after the executive session for the public?
Yes, we do.
Councilmember Springer and Councilmember DeWitt, I am going to mute the conference line here and connect by a different phone. So you should be able just to hang tight. And I muted you too soon. And I'll reconnect with you in just a second.
So we're back on the record and out of executive session. Time now is 7:24. So I would entertain some motions here.
Okay. I would like to motion to accept. Oops, I should have read this ahead of time. I move to accept. Sorry, this wording is kind of funny, Lori. Move to accept the...
Oh, yeah, it's confusing.
Accept direct for additional...
Motion to accept.
Motion to accept the employment agreement between the City of Bethel and Elizabeth Bacalar. Sorry.
I second that.
Okay, motion by Ms. Leary to accept employment agreement between the City of Bethel and Elizabeth Bacalar, second by Mr. Springer. Discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of such motion indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, everybody. And another motion.
I move to accept additional negotiations of the employment agreement made between the City of Bethel and Vincenzo Carraza.
Motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Second by Ms. Franco. Discussion. All those in favor of such motion for the employment agreement between the City of Bethel and Vincenzo Carraza indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, everybody. So,
Mr. Mayor, move to adjourn.
There's a motion on the floor to adjourn by Mr. Springer. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Leary. We are now adjourned at 7:20.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. All those in favor of adjournment indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed say nay. Aye. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, guys. Good night.